The first is entitled Wonderful Words of Life, to be followed by We're Quiet in God's House. To thank our younger brethren and those sisters who had a part in helping them prepare for this service tonight. We continue our Vesper service. We're going to call upon a group of our sisters to come forward, and they will sing for us How Long Has It Been, which will be followed by a duet for the brother and the sister, Now I Belong to Jesus. We'll ask our sisters group to come forward now. Thank you. To continue our service tonight with a selection by a group of our brothers, Not My Own, hymn number 191, which will then be followed by a solo by one of our sisters entitled Abiding Love. Ask our brothers to come forward at this time.
Thank you.
Continue by making use of a few words from fifth chapter of Ephesians and making use of verses 19 and 20. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, be ye filled with the Spirit, making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have one more group tonight who are going to sing for us. It's a mixed chorus, and we're going to have this group present four songs for us. The first hymn is All Hail, which is Appendix M, be followed by The Redeemed of the Lord, and then Love Found a Way, and the group will close this vesper by singing I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. We'll ask the chorus to come forward at this time. Thank you.
Well, brethren, we are admonished in the scriptures in 1 Corinthians 14:15 to sing with spirit and understanding and glory to God. I believe we've heard that this evening. Now, brethren, before we have the songs in the night read by our brother Rick, I have a couple of short announcements. First of all, set back your clocks, for you won't be here in time to hear the first discourse tomorrow morning. Fall back, so set your clocks back. And after the songs in the night, please stay, or we welcome you to share orange juice and cookies with us, and some fellowship for a short time. Brother Rick?
The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. Let us make no mistake, it is a question of inheritance or no inheritance among them which are sanctified. He who is faithful in that which is least acknowledges the Lord and his provisions in connection with all of his blessings, temporal and spiritual. Will be prepared to look forward with continued zeal and will receive the shepherd's care accordingly. On the other hand, those who do not appreciate the meat in due season and the special provisions of this harvest time, these will not be prepared. These will quite likely be deceived by those who endeavor to deceive them and draw them aside to themselves.
Now, brethren, Brother Mike will close with prayer, and we wish you God's blessing. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to come before thee this evening to thank thee for making it possible for us to be here today. We thank thee for brethren who served and gave us such good lessons and help us to apply them and to be pleasing more each day in thy sight. And help us, Father, to remember our responsibilities to our brethren and especially unto thee. Father, we thank thee again for this opportunity of being here, for the blessings we have received. And we look forward tomorrow, if it be thy will, to receive many more blessings and look forward to rich fellowship together. Father, before we end our prayer tonight, we want to remember our brethren who are absent from us and those who remember and speak of and who helped us along our Christian walk. We want to remember those brethren throughout the world that are striving to do thy will. Be with them, guide and direct them. Do indeed love them all. And now, Father, we ask that thou would bless our fellowship together. Thou would bless these temporal provisions to the good of our bodies and our bodies to thy continued service. Give thee all the praise and glory, dear Father, which thy name affords. We pray through the merit and through the name of thy dear Son, our Lord Jesus, realizing that through him are all things made possible.